Managing your home finances can feel pretty lonely, like when you look at your bank account and wonder where your paycheck went, or when the gap between your income and expenses just keeps shrinking. You might feel like you're the only one dealing with that. I'm Carly Hill, and on the Debt-Free Mom podcast, we talk with women and families about confidently managing your money. From saving to budgeting to caring for the things we own, we find practical ways to move from feeling stuck to stable with our money. Join the conversation on the Debt-Free Mom podcast.
This is That Twin Mama Podcast. But hey, you don't have to be a twin mom to be here. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. So whether you are new, soon to be, or seasoned parent, or maybe you just hope to have kids someday, I promise you'll find something to love, learn from, or laugh at in each episode. I'm your host, Lauren Birdie. Let's do it.
Welcome back, y'all, to That Twin Mama Podcast. Your girl, Lauren, here. We're here for part two, part dose of my human design episode with Erin Claire Jones. I'm not going to even do that much of an intro. Y'all know what it is. But this week we are doing a lot on the types and how they show up in us as parents, us as wives, us as husbands, us as partners. So definitely get into this episode. Figure out your blueprint before listening because it'll definitely help you. And I hope you enjoy. Let's get into it.
Okay, so I would love to know. I have two manifestors. My husband's a manifestor as well. I'm a manifesting generator and my son is a manifesting generator. As a mom, as a manifesting generator mom, I'm wondering, is there, like, when I'm at my best motherhood potential, like how do I show up? And is there like a valley, like your high and your low? Like if you're operating, just maybe like thinking about this as myself, as a mom, like remembering how I might show up and like what that could look like at your best. And maybe it's something to watch out for if your kids are different. I would love to know that. Your take on that for different signs too.
Yes. So I would say as a manifesting generator, like at your best, you are waking up at again, I know you're a parent who probably has not experienced this consistently over the last 2.5 years, but like at your very best, you're waking up like energized. You're like, I am excited to use my energy doing all the things that I choose today. And you use up your energy throughout the day doing things that feel really satisfying. It's like the people you spend time with, the work that you're doing, the time that you have with your kids, and then you kind of drop into bed like delightfully spent. And you're just like, I have used it all up and now I can sleep well and wake up energized again. So the idea is that like the more kind of personally satisfied you are, the more your energy spills out and really kind of lifts up other people. Where manifesting generators can get off track is they kind of can see their own desires as unimportant, especially as they become parents.
Yes.
And really kind of like prioritize everything else above that. And then they actually have less energy. You might actually find that like as a manifesting generator, it's like when you do what lights you up, like you have more energy to do the things that are even annoying and challenging. Whereas like when you're kind of consistently doing things that don't really excite you, like it's hard to kind of connect to that vitality that you have. So I would say the high level is that you feel really satisfied with how you're using your energy and you feel connected to how much powerful energy you have to make things happen. And your kids are benefiting from that. And then on the low side, it's you're more feeling frustrated. You're feeling burnt out. Yeah. You feel totally disconnected from your potential and your energy. And your desires have taken like a real backseat.
Ah, that resonates so much. And I'm curious for the other types though as well. But I think about like as mothers, especially when you have little ones, it's like you're told to take a backseat. And to some extent you do. Like you're breastfeeding, you're doing, there's some physical things that you will have to take a backseat. You're pregnant, you're growing a child. But at some point when you're able to have time for yourself and you don't prioritize it, like, because you feel guilty, but every time I have, I'm such a better mom. Totally. I'm like, you know, I'm so more present. Yeah. I want to be with my kids. I'm not just having to be like, I'm fun. Yeah. And it's, if I don't put like, it's like a plane, like you put on your oxygen mask before assisting others. If I don't take some time to do that, I am the worst version of myself. So you just naming that and understanding that I think could resonate for lots of different parents, but maybe specifically for me too, I'm like amplified.
Totally. You know? But yeah, but like you are here to be like fun and excited and like all this buzzy energy. And so when you're really feeling disconnected from that, which again, I agree is totally inevitable at times, it's just a good reminder. And like in your design, and this is beyond your type of being a manifesting generator, like you're also very independent. Yeah. And so like, I'm sure that you're around your kids a lot, around your partner a lot, but like having space to just be in your own flow where like no one's kind of getting in your way. Like, I know that sounds a little bit silly, but like you've got a strength in your design, which is so much around like being in your own creative flow in an uninterrupted way. Like being able to close the door and you're like, And there are actually so many pieces in your design that speak to this, that you can like close the door and you're like, no one is coming in, like, and no one is messing with me. Because like, if they're interfering, which is, again, is inevitable with, I think, three kids, like, it's just like hard to make things happen. So like, yes, carving out even a few moments throughout the week where you're like, this is my time to be in the flow, my flow, and do my thing. It might be for 3 hours, yeah, for the entire week, but like, that by itself can be so useful.
Oh my gosh, Erin. Girl, like, you're speaking to me, because there's times when I'm like, my really creative, I'm doing something, and like, my husband might walk in and say something. I'm like, it takes me totally out, and I get very like, he's like, what? I just thought you should. I'm like, I was in the zone. Like, it really affects me creatively, and I feel guilty and bad, but it, like, it's hard for me to like put that into words until you just said that. And even like, I think my environment, I don't understand the environments that much, but the cave aspect.
No, that's what I was saying. That's really also speaks. That's why I was like, you've got multiple pieces. That's another piece. Yeah.
Cause like, I do so much better when I'm just alone, like in a room. It's kind of weird and depressing, I think, if you think about it for some, but for me, I'm like, no, I can't have distractions right now. I can't like be
totally.
That's so wild.
What's funny, cause having a caves environment in human design, and that, again, you guys will start to notice, yeah, if you dive in, yeah, endless amounts of information, but caves, yeah, is so much around like having a very kind of cozy, protected space that's, yes, your own, where you can shut the door. It's not like I'm in this open space, everyone's coming through. It's like, I am shutting the door. I have like total control and awareness of who's coming in and who's coming out. And like, I can choose when to let them in. And so I think that like, it is really going to have this very cozy, intimate space that is just your own. And it can make you feel so much more secure and also create the space for you to kind of create things in a much more flowy way.
Oh, I love that so much. And before we get into the other types, I know for anyone listening, you're like, what are you guys talking about, caves? When you do your human design blueprint, it gets down to so many details with like maybe the place that you're uncomfortable with or the type of food you eat, like all these different things, which has just been like, that's why it's so tangible and like practical and you can apply it like immediately. Yes. So anyways, just to give that caveat, but other types, like highs and lows of like how you show up as a parent potentially.
So generators are very similar. Like I would actually say it's a similar thing because again, very natural doers. So again, when you prioritize your satisfaction, your desires, like that's what gives you the energy, like to be, have the energy show up as a parent and honestly doing things with kids that you love. You're like, this is my favorite thing to do. I'm going to play music with them because I like playing music, you know, and like, they're going to feel that, you know? And so just knowing that like the more satisfied and lit up and intentional you are about your energy, the more they benefit from that.
Yeah.
And similar to what I shared with you, the kind of like down would be feeling really frustrated, feeling really burnt out, feeling really kind of disconnected from all this capacity they have. And I've seen this in my partner's a generator. It's like, I think having a daughter has like lit up so much in him where he's actually kind of pursuing his dreams, like more so than he ever has before, you know, it's just like, and I think it's like giving him so much more energy to show up as a parent. And it's been pretty extraordinary to see.
100%. That resonates with me as well. I feel like my girls have been almost like a muse for me. It lit up something where I'm like, boom, I'm back to like, it's interesting.
It's cool. And I think there's also an element of like, I'm their parent. Like, what do I want to be known for by them? And like, and it just feels like all the kind of things that have been holding us back. It's like, no, let's really get into it because like, I want them to see me at my best.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
So I think for projectors, you know, I think at your best, like, and again, I'm not quite at this phase yet because my girl is pretty young. I think that like your gift is making your kids feel really seen. And like, and being a really soft spot for them to land, you know, and really kind of, honestly, I would say prioritizing one-on-one time. So I think that like at your highest, like you feel really successful and aligned in your relationships with your kids and you feel rested and you feel like you give yourself space to kind of be alone, even if it's like lying on the bathroom floor for 5 minutes, like guilt-free. Like I know for me, like there are just moments where I'm like, I need closing the door, like, please, like, I just need a moment to myself, you know? And so like, that's so important for you as a projector and for everyone in their own way, but like projectors need that kind of to honor the ebbs and flows. Yeah. And I think the like shadow element is honestly, again, very similar, kind of just burnt out. You like are feeling guilty about time alone. You make yourself wrong for needing rest or needing to kind of relax or be in your own space. And you can feel like a little bitter, like kind of underappreciated, like unknown. I think that if you are raising kids with a partner or partners, like, I think it's important for you to feel like they really see what you're doing and you feel really appreciated by them, you know, and feel really valued by them. Because when we feel invited in as projectors and really cherish, it gives us energy. I think that we can't really expect that from our kids at like such a young age, but like, you know, right now I'm experiencing it as a 6-month-old because I'm like, oh God, she valued me so much, but that might change as she gets older and I become a little bit less cool, you know?
Right.
But I think at least with like other people in your life, I think it would be really supportive to have that.
Oh, that's super helpful. That's super helpful.
I think for manifestors, you know, they're just going to do things differently. So I think that like a high or to be in alignment is to feel like you're parenting in a way that feels really authentic to you, even if it like makes no sense to anyone else, you know, that you have like space to be in your own creative flow. Similar to what I shared for you. It's like they really thrive when they're in their own flow without disruption, you know? So if they also find ways to kind of maybe not have freedom all the time, but be able to like carve out moments or pockets throughout the week where they can and where they can spend time alone. Because time alone is so important for them. It gives them all the space for new ideas to emerge, and also just feeling peaceful. That's often kind of when manifestors feel most in alignment, is this like tremendous sense of peace. To be in a low is around more like feeling like they have to be on and available all the time, which I admit it's probably going to be required at some early stages, you know, feeling really angry, feeling like kind of disempowered that they like aren't really able to kind of be in control of things in the way they want to be.
That's my husband. Like that's very much. Exactly.
But like such impactful, transformative parents, you know, when they really kind of are in alignment and like can kind of bring this like really amazing, provocative energy to their kids in terms of really kind of pushing them and inspiring them to kind of do things and show up in new ways.
I love that. And I think what I'm like, not you said about projectors in my mind, like there's so many different strengths and weaknesses, if you will, for different types. But like when you name projectors, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like in my head, maybe I'm wrong. I like meant to be moms. I don't know. Like projectors in my, like they just like, you seem like it's naturally might come. Maybe I'm wrong. Come to you more easier than maybe a manifestor. I don't know. I wonder if people adjust to motherhood differently depending on their type, and that's okay. If like you see Diane down the street, just like, hi, you know, what you don't see everything, but like, I just thought about that.
It's interesting. And I think that honestly, it's like, I think it's possible for every parent as long as like they really honor who they are. Like I've seen projector parents really thrive because like their gift is making their kids feel really seen. So like obviously that's really wonderful. But like when, you know, I've been blessed to like have support and also to like really lean on it, you know. Like I think at the beginning I was like, I can't, I have to do it all myself. And like I was terrible then, you know. But like when I was like, I'm gonna be supported by my neighbors and my parents and my friends and by like it just really changed everything. So like I've just started to notice that like when I had to be on and available every single moment, I was not showing up in a way that was supportive. Like when I gave myself space and rest, like I really showed up. And so like, and I have a manifestor friend who became a parent 3 months before me. And like, she has been extraordinary, but it is hilarious because it's like every single bit has been on her terms. Like, you know what I mean? Like was like guiding me. She was like, I will be your shepherd, you know? And so like, I think that we probably have done it very differently, but like she is thriving, you know, but like, amazing. She's also taking like nobody's instruction. Like she's very much doing it in the way that works for her. And so like, again, I think it just comes down to like, and even if I think about my partner who's a generator, like if he wasn't making space for his own passions right now, I don't think he would have the energy to show up in the way that he actually does. So like, I think that like, it's, to me, it feels like so much about like whether we're in aligned in that way. Cause then I think it allows us to show up best in those moments that we are with our kids.
I love that. And so for reflectors, is it similar for them? Like, do they also need the alone time or prioritization? Like, how does that look?
Yeah, I think for reflectors, like, you know, I think alone time for sure. And I think even having like a very kind of sacred space within their home that just is theirs, because they're so sensitive to their space, like this is just can be my space. But also like for them to be aware that like, they're going to take in all their kids' energy. So just being like, okay, let me be in it, because I can be such a wise force for them and like, and really be attuned to where they are. But like, it means that I also need space away.
Right.
And the wisdom for them when they're in alignment, it's going to feel like surprise. Like life can feel very delightful. Like it's just like, they never know what's around the other corner, but they're like so excited to see it. Whereas like for them to be in a low is just kind of like this disappointed energy, kind of being in the wrong spaces with the wrong people. And I can't really underestimate, or I can't really like emphasize enough the importance of space. Like if they're in a home that doesn't feel good, a room that doesn't feel good, a park that doesn't feel good, it can be really impactful. So like, the more they're in spaces that feel good, I think it'll be easier. The easier it'll be to kind of tap into their own energy and feel aligned in that way.
Oh, I love that. That makes a lot of sense. I love how the theme I'm hearing for all different types is.
Is that what you're going to say?
Would you say that again?
I said time alone.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Time alone. Yes. Time alone, or like being able, knowing yourself to know that you need time alone and to ask for help or prioritize whatever it is that you need, like help. And time alone, prioritizing you, support.
Yeah.
And that's just so, like, no matter who you are, but so, so important for mothers, because it's so, it's hard to be as selfish. The word isn't selfish, but you're thinking about someone else in a way that you never had to once you become a parent. And so, like, holding that true, but also still being a present parent is just like a balance I feel like a lot of us struggle with, and figuring that out. And I know that you're now like 6 months, she's going to be 6 months on Sunday, coming back like to work and like doing this amazing work and this amazing gift and helping others. Like, how are you able to balance that? That's another whole other thing about your life, being a mom, being working mom, all the things. And being, you know.
I know. It's been a real journey, and it's not one that I think I figured out just yet.
Yeah.
I think, well, one, she was like napping, obviously newborns nap so much. So like at the beginning, I was just like, okay, like I can
this
do
it
here, you know?
All? Yeah.
Right. And then she started napping a bit less, but, so I think that like I had energy and actually felt like I had space pretty early on.
Wow, that's amazing.
You know, I don't know if that will be the case in the future, but you know, it has been a little bit different running our own business, because I think that like, while there's many things that don't require me, there's actually a lot that does require me.
Yeah.
And so I think that I might set up a little bit more strict boundaries around the next time I do it. But like, I genuinely felt like I had the energy and excitement to do it. And so like, I just started working kind of in slow ways and then kind of started to scale back up when that felt natural.
Right.
But yeah, it is. I think that people need really different things. I think one thing that definitely has felt true, and I mentioned this in the beginning, is that like the way that I was working before is no longer feasible. And so that's been a big discovery, is like the way that I was doing things I can't do anymore, which is a really good thing. It's like, so really discovering what is the most kind of like efficient, what is the most like the most important things I can do? What are the most high impact things I can do? And just being a lot more ruthless about how I'm using my energy. Like, whereas I might've said yes to many things in the past, it's much more like, will this move the needle? You know, is this like the right use of my energy? And so I think that I've become much more discerning.
Yes.
And I will say that our entire business has actually kind of transformed in the last 6 months. And so like, it does feel like it's really sparking something in us, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think it's been interesting. Again, like, I don't think I really figured it out at all.
I wouldn't expect you to by 6 months. I'd be like, okay, you're a genius. Like, I don't,
but it's,
can you write a book?
But I just like, I know that it's different. And I also have much stronger boundaries. Like, I think whereas I would, you know, work until like, I don't know, later in the past, now it's just like very much like, one, my days start later because I'm with my daughter in the morning, and also my days end earlier, you know, and like I treasure those times, you know? And so, and I also like, I love working for myself because we have a nanny, which I'm so grateful for her. And I work from home, you know?
Yes.
So like, I actually like see her all day, every day, like in and out of feeding and bottles. And I just like, that actually feels really, really good to me.
Right.
You know? And so like, again, everyone's going to do it very differently, but I think like having access to her all the time has felt really, really nice.
Yeah. I love that too. And I like it. I similarly work from home, and I have like, and my girls don't go to daycare all the time. They're part-time, but even when they weren't going, I had a nanny, but there were some days I was like, I need everybody out the house. Like, Miriam, can you just take the girls to the playground? Yeah. I just need the space. And then they came back and it's like, okay, I'm ready now. But like literally knowing that boundary, or knowing like when to say no, what to do with your time, or when you're touched out, like it's hard to know when you're in it. It really is. But like, if you're able to take a step back and just using tools to be more self-aware about what you need is like, I just wish I knew that earlier.
Totally. And and I think I would say one big thing that I've realized, especially recently, is like at the beginning, it was like really hard to leave the house at all, because like I never knew if she'd take the bottle, you know? And so she was like much more oriented towards the boob. And now she's like, I can do the bottle for some of the day, you know? But I think that like, I know
it's like,
it's a whole term, but pumping's a whole thing.
Yeah, that's the way. I mean,
anyways, it's a lot, you know? So I'm just like, sometimes like, I can't even pump again. But what I will say is that like, you know, somebody, a new mom asked me recently how I'm taking care of myself. And I think that, like, you know, I do really try to maintain my meditation practice and reading for sure. Yeah. And like, and moving my body and those things. But I think what has felt the most supportive is creating little moments to leave the house, because I've been in the house so much. Mm-hmm. So I've just been like, I'm going to go to Pilates class. Here, take her, she's yours, enjoy her, you know?
Like,
and so like,
I'll
really
be back.
Just doing that has felt really good. Like, I can't tell you how useful it is to just leave the house by myself. Like,
yeah.
I actually find that like, I just like, if I'm in a funk, I get out of it. Like,
yeah.
It's just like being out in the world. Like, I'm going to go get a latte and I'm going to go be in a cafe and I'm just going to see strangers. And like, I'm just going to be like, remember that there's a world out there, has been like the most healing thing, you know? So I'm also really identifying those little moments of like, oh, I really need this. Like, I really need to leave the house. And then the last piece that I would just share is that like, in terms of this phase of working, like community has been so important. You know, one, I have a local group of like new moms. I'm spending the afternoon with them. Like that has made all the difference. But also I joined recently mastermind of moms that have their own businesses. And like, it's been, I needed that. I was like, there's a whole monster of a thing that I'm really learning how to integrate these aspects of my life. And like being around women where I'm just like, oh man, we're just all going through it, has been really, really useful. And I think honestly, just knowing that it's like, okay.
Yes.
And that we're all having our own existential crises of our own kinds has, I think, allowed me to navigate it with so much more acceptance and so much less resistance.
Oh, I love that so much because it's so much a part of that. Like, I think even if you're able to find your tribe or your village of people who get it, if you just feel seen in that way, it's like, okay, I'm okay. I'm not going insane. And like, I'm all right to have that. And then just to understand like what you need to like fill your cup in a way, whatever that means, like if it's just like having time to yourself in the morning, it could be look very different for very, like if it's yoga, if it's meditations, Pilates class, just making sure that you prioritize that is just so important for like
everything,
for moms, for everybody, for real. Mm-hmm. But just remembering that, like once you become responsible for keeping someone else alive, like literally.
Right. Well, and it's easy to just be like, oh, I'm going to throw it all out the window.
Yeah.
You know? And I just feel
done.
And there were moments definitely in the last 6 months where I've had to, but I feel like I'm also just like, God, no one benefits when I do that.
Right. Right. Oh,
you know,
well, I love that. Literally. I started to read my blueprint. It's amazing already.
That's
like
so good.
It's like so specific, right? Like
so specific,
it's to me, like
totally.
You have like your first, I feel like 4 or 5 pages that are about your type, but then it gets into like, I'm like, did you just write this for me right now? Like I'm like, do you see me? So I highly recommend it. Where can people find out more about your work or how do they get to you?
Totally. So, on Instagram, I'm Erin Claire Jones and also at Human Design Blueprint. If you want to look up your design, you can at humandesignblueprint.com. And then, what you're talking about is the blueprint book, which is basically kind of a written guide all about your unique design, kind of going way beyond your type and kind of all the different pieces. And like you said, super actionable, super practical, very much like how can you use your human design to live the most aligned life? And so we have a discount code for that, which is Twin Mama.
Twin Mama. Y'all check it out. I'm telling y'all.
So, and everything is there. I have classes. I have resources for readers, but I would say if you're just getting started, absolutely start with the blueprint.
Yes. Amazing. And definitely if this is your first introduction to human design, I definitely highly recommend checking out your Instagram page. Cause that's what got me like a teaser. And I was like, wait a second, I need to know more. And I'm now download the blueprint book for my whole entire family. I'm reading mine first and then I'm going to get everybody's. And my husband's like, all right. Because he's more private when it comes to like talking about things. Yeah. But when I go on this thing, he's like, yeah, that's totally me. Like, did you tell her? I'm like, no, this is just your human design. And he becomes a believer. It's the best.
All these skeptical partners.
Right.
Like, I get so many like, where they're then they'll start using it. They're like, well, I'm a manifestor.
Yeah,
I'm like, wow, they really took it in.
They really took it in. But thank you so much, Erin, for your time, especially with the little one. I hope you have an amazing day. And everyone, please go check out her blueprint book. I appreciate you. Thank you for holding space.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, y'all, that concludes our two-part episode on human design as a tool for parenting. I hope y'all enjoyed it. If you did, please leave us a review and follow us on Instagram at That Twin Mama Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the channel for the podcast and on YouTube at That Twin Mama. Until next time, y'all, peace.